You're late.
Okay, all set. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting. The agenda. The opening. I'll again be the secretary and make minutes, take minutes. And there will be three presentations just like the last meeting. So, who wants to start off? Technical designer again? Before we begin, I want to say I put the minutes of the second meeting in the shared folder, but they're still not quite okay. It still some technical difficulties, so the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because there are two documents that are layered over each other.
Okay.
But from now on, I won't use my pen anymore. It'll be just
That
ordinary keyboard.
would be better, yeah.
Keyboard work,
I
yeah.
think it will be more easy for you to read the minutes.
All right.
Okay, when we talk about components design, it's really about material and really the stuff we build the remote controls of. A remote control consists of components, and the components of a remote control consist of properties and material. You have to choose these wisely, and it could affect kind of growth in buying the remote controls. The components of a remote control are, of course, the case. The properties of the case, it has to be solid, a hard material like hard plastic, with soft rubber for throwing, and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got a email from the possibilities of real reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three-dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when we want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that too. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending here you have to have hand kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but remote control can lie on the table for a day, and then you push a button, and so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar cells are also a bit weird for remote controls. Also the case material, I think the plastic is the best with rubber because wood or titanium would also be a bit weird.
Well, titanium is probably trendy.
That's true, I
Maybe.
guess. Yeah.
And maybe a little bit expensive. I don't know.
They don't tell anything about the cost of titanium. Chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also the speaker in the remote control when you want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've thought about the three first points. The simple electronic chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. It could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Pass.
I've got an email with some examples, and these were the most trendiest one. You see the covers, which can be...
What are those? Toothbrushes?
I don't know.
But it's actually kind of, well, it resembles the design I had
yes.
in mind.
Yep.
You know, the cartoonish, Alessi kind of design.
Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of,
we can steal
couple of types. maybe a kind of, whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of houses and stuff, like maybe radios and television also in the same style.
Yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yes, because
next time we're here.
Yeah.
We have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into
it. Yeah, definitely. All right. Yeah, that's okay.
About user requirements, I was thinking about just the basic functions, and I got.
Oh, we decided upon that in the last meeting.
Yeah,
on
but then, well, I don't know when there are new user requirements.
Oh, okay,
I
have
any
new requirements or something.
Nothing?
No, but we decided to use only basic functions.
Well, I have here a couple of basic functions I could think of.
Okay.
I don't know if there maybe a little bit more, but...
Well, maybe we can think of that later.
Yeah.
These are the ones you already summed up in the...
Yeah, I pointed them out here, just to make it a little bit easier. Another function is, of course, we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what costs of it. No idea about it. I was also looking for what you said, for I got an email about LCD in front of the remote control. I don't know if that's a good idea, or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12 and a half production. If we got already something like a base. A
bit redundant also maybe, I don't know what...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it on
yeah.
the other part.
Maybe we can bring tail text to the
remote. Then you gotta have like
a
very big RC, yeah.
A little bit too big, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the function.
No.
It's just the basic things we already discussed, that the no VGR or that kind of, so that's very easy.
But you do mention a next and previous button.
Mm-hmm.
Next channel, well, previous channel.
Oh, okay. We meant next channel. Oh yeah, I got an email with a remote control with a base, so it's just an idea. I think of the button sizes, and I'm not sure if they have to be big or just small.
I think it depends on the function.
Well, I'm not I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for trendiness. Maybe,
well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Well, okay, that's your point. Yeah, okay. I have nothing to.
No, that's right.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but. Maybe what's the...
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two, they have
groups.
To be large. I mean the two basic buttons, you know, the two skip channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I don't know why, but I think that is...
Those are probably the
buttons.
It, you know, it's how do you say it? Puts an extra accent on the simplicity of our remotes to make these two most basic functions extra big.
Those are probably the four most used buttons on the the remote control.
You want to accentuate that, you know?
Sorry?
It's from your research.
Yeah, sure. You don't care. No, sorry. Yeah. Oh. Go away. Come on. Oh, great. Well, I've done some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation, and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some findings. The most important thing is fancy look and feel of the remote control. Well, we were going to imply that, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And well, for the idea, I've put some trends for the market of elderly people, dark colors, simple recognizable shapes. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruits and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is it symbolizes the idea of fruits and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but with a little bit of fantasy. Exactly. I got some ideas. Pictures isn't really a good word, but some symbols of fruits or vegetables, maybe. Catchy colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So remote controls in catchy colors. No, we don't want dark colors. No, I just put them there to for a general idea. And the docking I think a spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself, but to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever. And we could bring one line with a dark color how do you say?
Diversity.
Yeah, also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want maybe want a little younger design, but still the dark color. I mean, it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like a black RC on the market or whatever. Yes.
How do we use fruits and vegetables in Christ's sake with remote control?
Yeah, there's always. Well, there's always empty space, of course, on a remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC, the upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can put some fruity things.
It doesn't have to remind you, like explicitly or so.
No, of course not.
Piece of fruit, but just like the round curves and so. I think it's
especially.
Resembles something like a pear to me.
Yeah. Exactly. If we make it a little bit greenish. And we could use one of these for the what is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't whatever.
Don't we need a creative artist or something like that to make
of course
like
yeah, sure.
A vegetable or fruit?
Yeah.
We have very big
we can produce multiple things. This is then the beer. I don't know the English word, so forget it. And maybe a banana is not easy for remote control, but yeah.
We can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one design.
But I think it's
maybe two or three.
We're up to.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, but just
no, sure,
a
but
thing going on.
But that's great. And what I was saying, the catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and because I think a dark color would be nice too.
Yeah.
Pictures of fruit.
Maybe it's too much.
But
yeah, not really. Pictures was a bad word, but.
The firm colors, our own.
Okay.
Well,
what
are
the
well we,
yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow, a real reaction.
And
you can put the logo on top of it.
Yeah, sure. Maybe we can, if we got our docking station over here, I can draw with this thing, but I'll try. If this is our docking station, we can make our logo over here. It doesn't work. And then.
Yeah, and the button then. With the strawberry on top.
Yeah,
well,
the button, over
the button over here or whatever, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it. Well, that were my ideas a little bit. I'll close them down. Go away.
Okay, can you open the conceptual design?
Conceptual design, yes.
See what was on the agenda.
The agenda.
Because, maybe we can start with the technical functions, but I don't think, do we want to use an LCD display, for example?
Well, it's nice, of course, but I don't know what to display on it. I mean,
maybe we can make a TV guide on it for the channel you're on.
Yeah, but it should be like this big, and I don't think
we should do it.
A TV channel with 4 programs. You can zap through them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of a program, or at least a quite.
Yes.
Quite large part of it, and then you get a very large LCD screen because.
On your mobile phone, you can read text also, so why not on your remote?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a bit redundant, actually. And it's also not. I don't even think it looks like sexy.
Well,
what
would you display on it then? Program.
Program information, but.
Yes, also on the
well, a lot of TVs indeed show when you Seb to
you're not gonna watch your remote control.
Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning to, but whatever. Because the TV has to send information back to the RC. And I don't know if that's possible.
That's really possible.
Yes, yes, of course it's possible, but you gotta implement it in the TVs. And I don't think everyone's gonna buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote control.
I understand you want to make your job more exciting. But I really don't think it's a good because it also doesn't stroke with we want the when we talk about the materials. It's a good idea to use these plastic materials with soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and that like you can throw with it. But I don't think an LCD display fits in that image. You know, it's like more vulnerable and.
That's true.
Really
that's
hard.
True. It breaks. It's not very solid. It's fragile.
But it's just it doesn't. I don't think it is coherent with the design we're
No, outside. No, I don't think so. I know.
But it's my opinion. Well, you can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
No.
I don't want to, and he doesn't. So it's up to him. I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of veto right.
Bastard.
Did we skip the? We're not even sure what information we want to display.
No, that's
so
that's right. And I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that to control that kind of LCD or something. Or
yeah, I guess.
You can use the buttons that are already on the remote control.
And how
for
does
double
it
functions.
Display them?
And then you
when
push
it goes to the
button.
Second channel, what does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
About that program.
But what he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized.
Nah, that's not going to work.
But
no.
Maybe in future it will be a giant hit, and when you are the first.
The bigger universal remotes, they have LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate with what device you are controlling. So that's what I've seen.
Yeah, that's true. If you
LCD display on it with lots of information,
but
it
doesn't match with our whole basic concept.
But when you put a transparent plastic screen on top of it isn't vulnerable.
No,
you
no, okay,
it
that's
it.
Maybe not the most important, but it's just.
Good question.
When you
so.
Put maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy. Who have
I don't know.
A remote
that's
control.
Not up to you. That's up to the market if it's trendy.
Yeah, well, do you
no.
answer the trendiness of LCD displays?
Well, I
no,
think it's I think it's pretty trendy to be honest. I don't know if. I'm coming back to the costs again, but I think we got to build a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think I think it will be too expensive.
But I forgot the email with the possibility. And LCD was a possibility for the remote control. So why don't we use it?
Did it say a price also for a monochrome LCD or a colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you
black and white or something or gray.
In 2004, you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really.
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color. I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it.
I
didn't
really
have
the whole idea of the LCD display. I'm sorry. You can't convince me. I don't know how it's with you guys, but I don't really feel it. We already wear
the button, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
base station gadget, and we want. It has to be a simple design, which
we've got to find a balance, of course. And I think.
I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything, you know, on a design level. I think it's
no.
slicker to have no LCD. We want to simplicity. You have two big buttons and you can do whatever you want with these two buttons. You don't need an LCD.
Are already on the market.
It doesn't fit
it's
in our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes, but when you want to have something special.
Yeah, we already have the docking station, which is.
Yeah, we have a pair.
A picture of it from another company.
No, but that's our killer future. That's our.
Yes, it was
makes
already
it special.
Made. The remote.
No, we're gonna develop our own.
Is that so?
Station.
Was it
wasn't
just a prototype?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. I've never seen it in a store.
You really have to cut this off. I mean, I know. I guess the idea you really like it, you know, the LCD thing, but I think it's not a good idea, and we have already mentioned all the arguments. Do you guys agree? How do you guys think?
I think it's too much.
I think it's a little too much, yeah.
Okay, we skip the LCD.
Okay.
I'm sorry, maybe you can for your at your own place or make
no, yeah.
Happen in your basement or something.
And I will rule the world with it.
Yeah.
Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for the spongy feel.
Yeah, but that's already what we're after, you know, to give it the soft touch in your hands and also, the airbag kind of thing.
Yes.
Airbag. If you drop it, the airbag comes out. Yeah.
No.
But then we have to look that it will not be too childish to see.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good point, and that's why I like the dark color bit. You know.
Yeah.
Because maybe the design it's maybe just a bit of.
But not black, I think.
It's a bit 90s,
no.
Maybe what we're up to this point.
If it's fruit and vegetables, it has to be colorful.
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah, that's what I was pointing at.
A little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming when you put it
on
this.
Can we combine it or something? With yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Make it a bee?
What? Oh, a bee!
No, I don't like the yellow and black combination. But it is our company colors.
Yes,
yeah.
It's our colors.
Yeah.
I don't like yellow.
Well, we can as I
but that's not really
draw really nicely over there. We can put the logo on our base station. And maybe very very tiny on the remote control itself. But
okay. But what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Fronts of the. We can have different fronts of the.
Should we do that? I don't think we should do that. Maybe just bring it out in different colors, but not.
Yeah. I guess that's enough.
Afterwards, it's also too much.
That's way too Nokia.
More money on the remote control, I guess.
You can choose the customer which color you want.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Just bring more designs on the market. Why not? Yeah.
Okay. So, are we through the technical part then?
Yes.
Okay. So we agreed upon
it's a real young and dynamic style.
The materials you mentioned in your personal preferences were all quite okay.
Only
the last point.
Not
titanium.
Is
not an answer question. I guess.
It's titanium.
Yes.
But is it possible to use both the plastic and soft things and titanium as well?
Sure.
Makes it in a homogeneous design.
But it you can throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff. When you throw with
it will break other stuff
with your remote control.
Well.
Yeah, that's true.
You should make
harder. But also on the colors.
Okay, think of the possibility to make it completely titanium. Well, would it be more trendy, more chic?
I think it does.
Nowadays, it's way more often used than plastic.
Yes, but the titanium remote control. When you're watching TV or your hands are a little bit sweaty and...
On the other hand, if you want to make fruity stuff with...
But I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of thing, because then it's, you know...
That's true.
To make it sturdy and simple and, you know, like...
sports and gaming.
When you make titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big and plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big and plastic.
Yes, yeah.
Isn't that titanium with a little bit of rubber?
Yes, it's. But it is plastic.
It's plastic. Well, it's titanium looking.
Yes.
What?
We can do that.
Yes. I don't know if you know the MP3 player of Nike. With rubber.
Yeah,
so
I see. I think that's difficult because that's different material, and then you gotta have like two material lines
We can make it from the same kind of plastic.
Yeah, if it's just the color which you change, then I guess it's nice to have one of these.
I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind of type of body, and then with plastic coloration and around it, you know, like the soft stuff, but I don't know if it's possible.
I don't have the information, I didn't got it.
But you can make the plastic give it the titanium look.
Yes, true.
But make it just like shiny.
Yeah, true.
Maybe
like
we should that.
Maybe that's a good idea. But if you want to last longer, than 2 weeks or something.
Maybe we should. I don't know if we should talk about how much time.
In a lot of other.
I don't know what time.
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories, like even in bags industry, they began with typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sort of colors.
Yeah.
Kind of font of fronts.
Okay.
Like we can use on the telephone and. Like Eastpak began a revolution with all these kind of bags and colors and
in different colors.
Yes, and styles.
Okay.
They have also kind of roses on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a possibility. But let's think
then
about the
base. Then we can always use the same design. For a greater resemblance, but with new with new colors,
new prints on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, our basic idea. I mean, we're probably gonna have like two types of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lights. We have to incorporate lights too. But are we going to give it a two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the base in another?
How many colors are we going to... We're only 5 minutes left, by the way.
Yes.
How many colors are we going to give it? Like two-tone color?
There are three components. Three components type. You have the buttons,
The buttons,
case,
yeah.
I think maybe the case itself should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons and the cushions as well should be in another.
Make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not more than
another color.
Yeah,
not more than two colors.
No,
I think.
No, definitely not.
We should talk about it.
Definitely.
Or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Okay. Well, we have to think of some other important things. The functionality. So the buttons.
I was thinking about the. Do we still want the joystick idea?
No,
I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah,
I think this is okay. So we have basic. We have the numbers. We have the power button. We have teletext button.
Volume, teletext,
and maybe one to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but that's. I was thinking that's got to be on the television.
Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. This is just the only button.
What
only
kind of menu?
Yeah,
isn't that different from every television?
No, I think most TVs have
nowadays
to access the screen settings.
Yeah, I think it's okay to add a menu button for and if the TV doesn't have a menu, then
other settings. It covers everything then.
But then you have to put up and down and left.
Yeah, you can put that on the 2, 8, 4, and 6,
and
or whatever.
You can also use the normal skip buttons for that. In that way, we
yeah.
have like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then a mute,
and a teletext, and a menu.
And a menu, and then
that's all.
That's all we need.
Mm.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay,
yeah.
Another stuff about the design of the docking station, something important about it. We should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one
are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already comes forward in the cushions, pads. And
yeah, that's true.
Side.
That's true.
We'll make it spongy. And the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity and with catchy colors.
We really have to think. I think colors is very important because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you know, some things is just over the top, and when you
yeah
have
definitely
for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get
yeah.
to that. Okay.
Okay.
I guess we're through then.
I guess so.
But we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think
yes.
it adds to the too much color, maybe.
Too much color, when you got it in the living room, it's
but
too
artists
much,
maybe.
Yeah.
Experts
yeah.
will work that out. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute. So
something like
that.
Up.
Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
No.
No?
You'll read the minutes you can find
in the shared folder.
Probably. Yeah, I know for sure because I'm the one now typing out.
What are we going to do now?
You'll see in your email, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
I hope so. The other thing is that you don't have kind of prototype or something like that. If you see kind of prototype, you can.
I will make one
more
in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Construct one, yeah. All right, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting
for you. Yeah. Bastard. You lazy. Coffee time. Yes, I'm going to do a bucky.
Oh.
Okay.
Have fun.
Ja,
nou goed, dat overleef ik wel. 30
ja.
minuten geloof ik, hè?
Gewoon,
ja. Prima. Sorry?
Dat je al van drankjes voorzien bent.
Oh ja hoor, daar zorg ik wel voor.